Well, good morning. We'd like to welcome you out to this study session of the Mesa City Council. We'd like to excuse Mayor Smith, who is traveling. Mr. Summers is also traveling, won't be with us today. And we have Councilwoman Dina Higgins on the phone with us. Is that correct?
Good morning, Vice Mayor.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us. We'd like to start first by reviewing the items on the agenda, if everybody's ready and their computers are up and running. There we go. So this is the tentative agenda for Monday's City Council meeting. Let's see here. Items 2 through 3C. Yes, Councilmember Cavanaugh.
I just have a comment on item 3A. If you looked at the report, you saw there were a tremendous number of calls for service to this establishment. And I've been in discussion with folks in our police department, and they have, and I know Chief Meza is here, but I know that the police department's been doing a very good job of communicating with the new potential owners about the calls for service, understanding the reasons for the calls for service. Many of those calls are generated by the mobile home park that's near the establishment, but I think it's one that I think based on the communications between PD and the new operators, I think the recommendation should go forward, and I think PD is going to keep a close watch on this one, again, given the significant number of calls for service for this item. Thank you.
Appreciate that feedback. I know we had had some. Any other comments along those lines? Councilwoman Higgins, you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever.
Great. Yeah. Wonderful.
I was going to say whatever Council Member Cavanaugh would like.
Right. Well, they're on top of it. That's usually how it works, is the council member in that area is keenly aware and working with staff. So, wonderful. So we'll move to the next page. Items 4A through 5B. And then next page would be items 5C and 5D. Five E and 5F. And then 5G through 6D. Did we have some information, Mr. Brady, with regard to 5G as the amounts?
They're in the... Yes, I can read those to you. I think they're now posted.
Okay, I didn't have that on here.
Yeah, so let me give you the numbers here. For the contract to W.E. O'Neill Construction Company of Arizona, it's in the amount of $274,992. And the recommended GMP number one for the 5 hydrotherapy tanks to W. O'Neill Construction Company of Arizona in the amount of $284,957. And Vice Mayor, Council, we are moving forward, one, with the design so we can move forward, get this project moving forward. But we're also, it's kind of different, we're purchasing the hydrotherapy pools first. The supplier that provides the hydrotherapy pools told us that if we didn't purchase these before, July, August, that they are going to go up by 20%. Wow. So that's why we're kind of taking this out of sync with the rest of the project. So that's the purpose for moving it forward and putting on the agenda today.
Excellent. Like to save money. That's good. Thank you. Any other questions on that item or any of those up through 6D? Thank you. Okay, 6E through 6J. And then 6K through 7B, or 6K through 6O is right, and then we have 7A. 7A and 7B would be open for public discussion, public hearing. And then 8A, any feedback on that? Nothing? Okay. 8B through 9A. And then looks like item 10A is a GP minor. And we don't have any Mr. Wesley here or anybody. Just a heads up, there may be some people here to talk on 10A for Monday. I went out and had a chance to meet with those folks and hear their concerns, but haven't heard anything back through staff that they might want to pull this item. So, or at least this is a conduct a public hearing. But anyway. So moving on. 10B would be the one, actually. Not 10A is a public hearing. 10B is the actual ordinance. And then 11A.
Jim, Vice Mayor, I have a question.
Sure. On 11A, I presume?
Yeah. Is anyone there that could give an update on how the neighbors and the developers have been working on this project?
We have someone coming up now. He'll introduce himself.
Councilwoman Higgins, I contacted both attorneys for the applicant and the protesting property owners to the south and west yesterday. I was unable to get a hold of the protesting attorneys, but the applicant's counsel did provide me with revised site plan and revised project narrative, which is in your packet now. They have increased the minimum setback on the west and east, I'm sorry, the west and the south to 15 feet from 10 feet. So they have moved some, but I haven't heard from the protesting attorneys. My understanding is that they want to move forward with the legal protest still.
Okay, great, thank you.
Okay. Great, so the idea from us was to send this back to the folks and see if they can work out a compromise and then be able to come to council with some sort of compromise, hopefully, but we'll see how that works out.
Correct.
Okay, that's the end of those. That is for our main meeting agenda. And then we have an agenda, if I understand this correctly, with regard to, or is it on there? Do we need to review the agenda for the special council meeting?
Well, you probably should. I mean, law, we have to consider the budget as a special meeting of the council. So that's why all those items are pulled off of your regular agenda, put into the special meeting. But it's all the same numbers that you've seen before as far as the capital budget and the operating budget. But we've created a separate agenda to make sure we're in compliance with the state law. So,
well, let me just run through that quickly.
Yes.
Thanks for that explanation. So on the first page, it'd be 1A through 3A. Again, these are with regard to the fiscal budget, having a public hearing. And then on the consent agenda, the first item would be, looks like 3A, and that's modifying rates for utilities, the electric utilities at least. And then on the second page, it would be 3B through 4B. And on that one, any questions from anybody else? Yes, Mr. Glover.
I already brought this to attention, Mr. Brady, but the hyperlinks, and I think this would go to Jill, they're not working when you go into legislature, so if you could get that fixed, so if any residents have any questions.
This morning I'll have it. I'll have it this morning.
A couple questions I had. With regard to 4A, it's approving the five-year capital improvement program. So as I understand, we're going to have some discussion on Monday with regard to a proposed bond issue. And so how would that impact, if there's some changes or different ideas, how would that impact that CIP?
So the opportunity for the council, again, if we would be able to, we have enough capacity, I think, in the budget to consider options. But even if the council, I guess, under the most ambitious schedule, if we were to, if there was an agreement to do a bond election in November of this year, we wouldn't even issue the authorize the bonds until usually the spring. And so essentially the council would be just, it affects the CIP in a way because there may be a few projects that we could get started prior to the next time we'd come out with another CIP. But this is just really intended to, the purpose of the CIP is to give a five-year perspective of our capital program going out into the future and how it's going to be funded. And so we would just be amending that with a future bond election if that were to happen in this next fiscal year.
That's a good explanation. I appreciate it. And then the only other item for 4B for me personally, if you would take that off consent, I'd appreciate it. And then other than that, Councilwoman Higgins, any ideas or thoughts on this?
Nope, I'm all set.
Okay, good. Other council members? No. Okay, so that is the review of the agendas for this morning.
Mayor?
Yes, please.
Just real quickly, and we'll have some more information in your packet. So two things. One, there's an item for another grant, a grant from the Governor's Office of Highway Safety for $94,000 for the police department's traffic section to purchase two DUI enforcement vehicles. That's not on your agenda today. We'd like to add that.
Perfect.
And then in addition to that, I kind of mentioned to the council, we had it in the presentation when the Arts Center was here, started a conversation a little bit in our last discussion. One of the items that's been asked us to consider again for the adopted budget was the matching dollars for the Idea Museum. And what the proposal is in front of council is that we would put together our match of $100,000 to match $100,000, that the general fund would be reimbursed the $100,000. It'd be like a loan, essentially, an interfund loan, so that the $100,000 would then be reimbursed to the general fund once the Idea Museum opened up and it began receiving additional revenues. So we'd use that to pay back the loan. So I just want to let the council know about that, and we would talk to a few of you, not everyone, but if there's enough interest, we would include that in the proposed the budget that's going to be adopted on the council next week. So,
Mr. Kavanaugh?
Vice Mayor, yeah, I concur with that recommendation.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Anybody else? Yes.
No.
Everybody's good. Councilwoman Higgins, you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Wonderful. Good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Well, great. Acknowledge receipts of minutes of various boards and committees. We have a motion. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Councilwoman Higgins, good with that?
Yes, aye. Absolutely.
Thank you. Sorry. Hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Mr. Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I have two to report on. Earlier this week and over the weekend, I attended a conference of the International Economic Development Council, their spring conference, and the focus on that was how communities and regions can leverage their regional assets to compete globally, and focus was on university partnerships and sustainable economic development and entrepreneurship. And I think the sessions were very good. It was very interesting to see what other regions of the country are doing. Governor Rick Schneider presented to the group and again, talking about the kind of the radical change their state has taken to economic development. But the one of the nice things that my takeaways was that our region and city are doing many of the things that were described as best practices at this conference. And then yesterday I participated in a joint subcommittee meeting of the Regional Public Transportation Authority and Valley Metro Rail, working on the evaluation of the CEO, which will be moving forward to next week. The city had some reservations over the extent of a incentive pay to Mr. Banta, and we're going to continue those discussions with before the board meetings next week. But in case you see anything in the paper about it, I wanted to give you a heads up. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else on reports? Mr. Brady, scheduling of meetings.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Our next scheduled meeting will be our study session on Thursday, June 13th.
Wonderful. And Ms. Mickelson? Oh, yes, Councilwoman Higgins.
I think there's a Sustainability Transportation Committee meeting that day.
Prior to?
Monday. Monday. This was, that would be the 17th. Right? Yeah, 17th.
That's our next meeting, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So good. Thanks for mentioning that. We have that coming. Okay, if no other meetings, then Ms. Mickelson, any speakers?
No requests, Vice Mayor.
Wonderful. Motion for adjournment? Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.